and we want to thank them for their support of WCNO. They have given in a significant way and looking to encourage others to come alongside of their gift. And so with the matching fund, what we're asking is that a dollar be brought in alongside of every dollar that Jim and Julie are bringing to WCNO for the next 6 months. And $10,000, that's a generous generous donation. It's a huge donation. And so we need to go ahead and match this up. Your gift might be $5 a month. It might be $25 a month, maybe $50 a month, maybe $100 a month. Or maybe we have some of Gideon's Army out there and you haven't signed up yet. We have about 50 in Gideon's Army now. They give at least a dollar a day, and we just call that $30 a month, and call you part of Gideon's Army. The Lord put on my heart that we needed to find the 300 people that would give at least a dollar a day and pray and have vision and exercise your faith on behalf of this ministry, that we will grow and we will be able to continue the work that God has called us to. And by growing, we're not asking to build buildings. We're not looking to do those things. We're looking to grow the kingdom of God and to reach more lives, touch more lives. And of course, we have a huge audience. Dave just mentioned the size of our audience potential.
Well, our coverage area is most of South Florida, from Melbourne in the north down to, say, North Miami, you know, and on a good day, the rest of Miami weather-wise. We go as far west or east, as the western Bahamas, and then west over Lake Okeechobee and parts of some of the counties, you know, that are around the lake. So we have, in this part of the state, over 30% of Florida's total population. So it's about 7.5 million people that live
here. A lot
of
people.
A lot of folk.
A lot of people.
And I did a study. There's a website that will tell you what most denominations report in terms of membership by state and by county in each state. And so I went to that website. I dug up all the reportings. That doesn't mean not every church reports to this,
sure,
but a significant number. So I came up with almost 2 million church people.
Mm.
And I say church people that attend these
right,
churches that are reported. So I figured, well, and then, you know, with that number, because Nielsen, nobody can give you a good exact number,
right,
of who's listening. But if you have almost 2 million church people, and so most of them are inclined to listen to Christian radio.
Right.
There are other Christian radio stations, but we would be in that mix. So boils down to about, we got a couple hundred thousand people listening to us throughout the day is the best I can come up with.
At least,
if not more.
At any time. And so,
yeah, at any time.
So, and of course, of that other number, we know there are a number of people who are not a part of the church,
right,
buildings and organizations that listen to Christian radio all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, my opinion, this is my opinion, we have more people that are not in a building or a church facility or in an organization. I believe we have more outside than inside at this point.
Yeah, I would agree.
There, you know, if everybody who called themselves a Christian showed up at church, we would have to have a lot of services to handle the crowd.
Definitely, yeah.
And of course, that's true in many areas. And we pray that the body of Christ connects with the kingdom,
mm-hmm,
and with the call of God and the giftings that God has raised up, that those gifts will be able to be connected with the other gifts so that the work of the kingdom can advance. All right, we have Lewis calling in from Port St. Lucie. And Lewis has, the note just says, already mailed the check, but I'm calling to let you know, mm-hmm, that it's in the mail. And so a $25 donation. Thank you so much, Lewis, for that donation coming in from Port St. Lucie. Phone lines are open.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
All right, and where we are right now, we have $7,610 matching funds, and of course that $25 that's coming in, that's going to be part of the matching funds, going to add that in this morning. I also was handed an envelope Sunday. Many from our congregation also support WCNO, and that's a great thing. an abundant life, and I don't talk about that often except on my own program. But we do have a very strong support base from Abundant Life here at WCNO as well. And so Ruddy and Jasmine and their two fine boys, Andrew and David, they're sending in a check for $80, and that's all going to be matching funds. And in addition to that, $20 a month. And so that they're giving us a $20 a month pledge along with $80 that I have in my hand this morning. Thank you very much to Ruddy and Jasmine and their fine boys that know and serve the Lord. Great, great family, Jamaican family that have come to the States, and God is blessing them as a part of our fellowship, and we're blessed to have them with us. All right, the number again, 772-221-1100. Phone lines are open, and we're looking for your call this morning. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. If WCNO has been a blessing to you, then why not support it? Give us a call. We have had a few first-time givers and callers during prayer and share, but I really feel like we're just getting started.
Yes.
And
yes,
so this is week two, actually, but in reality, it kind of feels like week one, a whole lot like it. And so if you haven't been able to get your get a call in yet, or you haven't been able to get your donation card sent out yet, or if you did not receive one, give us a call this morning, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Now, Karen, is it still dark when you're leaving your house? I know you live way down in Hope Sound.
Yes, it's very dark.
It's very dark.
You know, coming out of my community, I have to put both of the windows down because I can't see.
Oh,
I can't see out the windows.
Yeah, that tells
you
us.
You got to hear and make sure nobody's walking or somebody on a bike and stuff. And it, you know, and it just, there wasn't anybody around this morning. So I don't know. Maybe there's no school again. I don't know. Nobody around.
Well, yesterday was a holiday.
Right.
And so, you know, Columbus Day, I guess it was. And so, you know, post office was closed. Banks were closed. A lot of things were closed. And that probably was beneficial for some people, a lot of people to catch up. And so, yeah, and you're right. The season's starting to shift. In fact, did Steve Camp say it was in the 60s at his house?
66, I think he said.
Well, I had 69 when I got in the car.
Yeah, really?
It was cooler.
Had no idea.
Ooh, that's nice.
Cooler.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Well, for some folks, yeah.
Well, for some folks. For for others, we're just going to enjoy that. And, of course, the Hurricanes don't like cooler weather, so we're thankful to see it come. And a friend of mine, Roger and Kathy, their AC had been out, and hopefully it's fixed, or it will be fixed today. But he had mentioned Sunday, well, it has cooled off, you know, so it's cooling off a little bit, so it's not quite as brutal. But we do look forward to the cooler season, at least some of us do here in Florida. And my wife, being from up around Chattanooga, Alabama, up that way, enjoyed the change of seasons and came down here and said, where are your trees? We were dating, where are your trees? And I said, well, you know, I wanted to take her down to Palm Beach and show her, you know, the trees. And so they have these big, huge royal palms, you know, that are down there. And so, you know, I don't know if somebody had told her, or it was somebody else was saying, the trunks are concrete. You know, these are like at Disney World. And I said, no, no, these are real trees. These are real Florida trees. But if you come from the north where you have those massive trees and you come to Florida and you see our oaks and you go, kind of scrubby, scrubby, you know. But it is different down here, but we're blessed to be here. And we do pray for our nation too, and our state to come to the Lord for great awakening revival here in the state of Florida. Give us a call this morning, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And again, we are on our way to raising the operational budget for the next 6 months, and your donation is needed and will be greatly appreciated. And we are looking for all of our family to do something. My buddy from New York goes, do something. Do something. So do something. And, you know, like the preacher said, you know, Let the redeemed of the Lord say something.
Right, yeah, right.
Say something. Don't be quiet. And so we ask you to stand up with WCNO today and say something, do something, be a part of this great ministry. Will you do that? Amen. Well, it was good to have Steve on air with us this morning. I always enjoy getting with him. Let's see if we can find some music. And looks like Pastel Brazil, our friend Afano up there, is doing a great work up in Port St. Lucie. And anytime I've been in his station, he's had, or in his business, WCNO has been on the radio, and so maybe he'll hear us this morning.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
All right, and we are going to find some music here in a little bit. I wanted to mention that we have a prayer event coming up, Pray Healing for Our Nation, Saturday, November the 2nd. It's time to pray, and this is Healing Encounter Nights with Dr. Chauncey and Deborah Crandall. And so this is going to be down in West Palm Beach, the Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S, Hobbs Center, and that's 2823 North Australian Avenue, West Palm Beach, Florida. And this is going to be on November the 2nd at 6 p.m. and January the 4th at 6 p.m. Worship, prayer, and healing. And Karen, I know you've been to some of those healing encounter nights.
Yes.
What did you think of them?
It was amazing. Sherry and I went a couple of years back when they had it at the, I don't know if it was the Girl Scout camp in Tequesta.
Oh, yes,
outdoor event. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. The presence of God was so strong.
When tremendous.
We got out of our cars and then took like three steps onto the grounds, and I told Sherry, I said, I feel like we're sitting in heaven. It was late afternoon, and it was so peaceful. You know, the external environment, of course, peaceful anyway, of the trees being outdoors, but the presence of God was just beautiful. And he has such a heart for people, Dr. Crandall, just wonderful testimonies of what God's done in his life and through his life. And he's so practical. He said he grew up a Presbyterian, you know, and he had never heard about healing or anything in the scriptures. And he said he went to Africa and witnessed people being healed of different things. And then he just...
And God began to do that in his own medical practice. He's a cardiologist, and I believe he's still practicing in Palm Beach County. And so, you know, when God started directing him to lay hands on people, the one gentleman I think had been dead for quite some time, pronounced dead in the hospital, and that's right here in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
And God raised him up from the dead. And so that kind of changes, you know, it changes your perspective on signs, wonders, and miracles when God starts doing that right in front of you. And this is what has happened in Dr. Chauncey Crandall's life, and he truly has a heart to see people brought into the kingdom of God and see them healed and set free and baptized and discipled. And so Dr. Crandall is not looking to do anything for himself. He's looking to lift
not
up Jesus.
All.
And a dear brother, we enjoy having him and some of his team come on air. And maybe if Tim's out there listening this morning, it might be great to hear from Tim. I was sending him out a note earlier today, Tim Popatic. But we've had Tim. There's several key leaders in Palm Beach County that God is raising up that just have a heart to see the region reached for Christ. And so we're living in a very strategic place here in the state of Florida. And I believe the state of Florida is very strategic in what God is desiring to do in our nation and maybe in the nations at this time. And I don't believe it's an accident that we have so many precious Jewish people that are also here on the coast of Florida. And God is God is looking out. God is watching over his covenant with his people. And God has his hand on the nation of Israel. God claims that land for his own. So we're in a very special place here. Mm-hmm. And so glad that that you're a part of our family as well. All right. I mentioned Lewis with his